The one thing that I was curious about after the bond committee made its recommendations, there was no discussion, nothing in black and white about the future of the present City Hall, which has had a pretty public list of issues that are currently there. And so just curious, why wasn't City Hall given any attention during the council meeting?
Well, it was early on. It was in the mix with the CAC, the Capital Advisory Committee. And at the same time, you know, we did an RFI some time back to solicit proposals for the redevelopment of the City Hall property. And we heard from some pretty interesting developers. Council chose one of them to as a finalist to talk to about the property. And they actually came back to us and proposed a public-private partnership and the notion that they would build a City Hall for us on the property, along with other commercial development on the sites, in the hopes that putting the property back on the tax base with the sales tax, possible hot tax, whatever that would come off the property, that would amortize or help pay for a new City Hall on that site. Well, we started to distill details from that process and working with the developer and what have you. Council was left the City Hall project in the mix of projects with the Capital Advisory Committee. And after a certain point, and this was a question coming from the facilities folks, hey, do we consider City Hall? Do we rank it against everything else? What do we do? Council needed a certain level of information and perhaps a level of comfort. They did effectively or eventually was they delegated that to me. If I felt comfortable working with a group, they allowed me to be able to talk to the CAC and remove that project, and that's what happened. We may have an innovative way to be able to recreate or rebuild or build, pardon me, a City Hall on that site that won't come as a burden to the taxpayer. If that's at all possible, we certainly want to investigate that. That's not a done deal. We're still talking to the developer, but they wanted to look at perhaps a different way of approaching City Hall. And if they could possibly do it in the context of redeveloping that block of property, they wanted to pursue that. So they sort of dealt that or authorized me to go to the CAC, and if I felt comfortable with the process, remove that. And that's really what happened. We sort of took it off their plate, and that's why it wasn't ranked with the other projects.
How deep does the city own property at that location? Is it just where the footprint? Is it just where the footprint of the building is?
No, it's an entire city block. If you look, it's all of the property surrounded by the streets is owned by city or by the city of College Station. So it's an entire city block. If you look at Google Earth, you'll see that the buildings on the site actually occupy only a small percentage of the actual area there. Much of that property in the back is completely undeveloped. So there's tremendous redevelopment potential. It's a very undense development. You know, the only portion of the site that's two stories is the finance block over planning and development services. So there's a pretty good sized parking lot, but if you look behind the old fire station, police station there, there's nothing there. That's an entire quarter of the block which has never been developed. Well, I shouldn't say it's never been developed. It used to have, you know, stick-built houses on it back in the day. The city eventually acquired all that property, oh, I don't know, 20 years ago. But as it's never been developed anything other than housing, and that's been some time. I think the last house was demolished, I don't know, 15 years ago, but even then it was owned by the city, and at one time even contained a city office. I think development services or community services, one of the other, maybe Debbie Eller's shop was located there at one time. So I'm not sure how much of the history of that you're familiar with, Bill.
Nothing, since I've only been here, I'm entering my sixth year, so this is...
Well, forgive me, I forget about that.
No, but that's that's good context, and particularly for the majority of listeners, I'm still guessing, are going to be probably in the same position I am in. You have a lot of people who have been here a long time, but you also have an awful lot of people who haven't. So
that you do. You're correct.
does the possible redevelopment also include where the fire station's located?
Well, it's no longer a fire station. Believe it or not, that was the original fire and police station many moons ago. But, yes, it's the entire block. So it runs. It's all the property in between the four streets there. So, yes, it goes. It's City Hall and where Community Services is located, which is the old fire station, police station.
Any projected timetable to make a decision?
No. No, there's really not. I think, again, they want to go through the bond issue and possibly the bond election before they make this a decision on that and really find out, what the how the voters are going to go with those capital projects. We'll continue to refine and work on that, on the City Hall or on the redevelopment of that property, but there's no definitive timeline for that and no real pressure to see that property redeveloped. It's really sort of, market born. We're continuing to work with the possible developer, but no definite timeline.
The other hypothetical that I'm playing around in my head is that if the council decides to do a bond issue and if part of the package involves a new police station and if voters agree with that, could City Hall move into the old police department?
Anything's possible, but the current configuration of that building, there's no place for a council chamber. There's no clear span room in there that would accommodate a council chamber, so that would have to be either added onto or accommodated somewhere off-site. And the property would need some work. It just you couldn't just convert it overnight to a city hall. So to remember, it'll take, if the bond issue passes, it'll take a minimum. We have to design it. You've got to let it. You've got to construct it. We're probably 3 years out. If everything goes off without a hitch, we're probably easily 3 years out from a new police station. If the voters approve it, it gets designed and it gets built. There's still a lot of time there. And in that time, we'll have to house everybody at the current City Hall or some other facility. Believe it or not, we have converted our last closet in City Hall. We are officially out of room. I joke about putting up cubicles in the council chamber, but we're looking at possibly converting the last of our conference rooms into offices now. It's just, size-wise, it's completely inadequate for what we need. The population continues to grow. The workforce continues to grow. And we haven't added any room onto the building since the 80s, so it's or to the complex since the 80s. So it's a tight fit. And it certainly has some capital challenges as far as the air system and other issues. It's got leaks, things like that. We're making do and still being productive in the building, but we may have to look at some lease space or some relief in there. We're considering all that within the context of the budget. But finance hired a contract administrator, and we had to convert a space that was not used as an office into an office. So we're just officially out of room.
How about taking a page from school districts and move in portable buildings on some of that green space?
You know, we looked at that. That's very expensive, believe it or not. We would have to have something where hopefully we wouldn't have to plumb the building, so that would be very expensive. But you do have to run the electrical. You've got to do a lot of those things in the buildings. In our initial investigation, it would be, especially for something temporary, it would probably be cheaper, rather than having to lease a temporary building, it would be cheaper to lease existing office space, assuming that's still available when we, if we choose that option. But we're investigating all those options right now, and that remains a possibility.
I can't think of anything else. Is there anything that I've missed that we need to share with listeners about this?
No, it's... it's interesting. I mean, I think the council understands the need for more space for City Hall. Every now and then we'll have a hot public hearing, and we'll have people that will stand down the length of the hallway all the way back to Development Services. In the past, we've rolled out monitors so they can watch the meeting as it's going on, even though they're 50 yards away from the actual chamber. that doesn't happen that often, but it's fairly often that the chamber will fill up and overflow, you know, outside of the chamber itself. So it's there's some obsolete, you know, facets of the building, and you know, we have to think about that. It doesn't meet any current sort of security needs there, but the largest driving force is the lack of space. We have offers of free labor and interns and all kinds of things, and we have to turn all that down because we have no place for them to sit down. So it's disappointing in that regard, but we continue to make do, and we will continue to make do until you know, the issue is finally resolved.
One other idea out of right field that popped into my head: what about the concept of working from home?
You know, that is a possibility. We don't have folks, many folks that telecommute, and when they do it, it's rare. But, you know, for many of us, that's impossible because we have so many meetings. It's very often that I will have 6 and even 8 hours of meetings in a day. And this week is probably the worst example of that, where I'm in budget hearings all day, every day. So there's so often that we have to be physically present in that building that telecommuting will work only for a very small number of city employees. It wouldn't be an option that would suit many people, or the city, for that matter. You know, for the number of people that I have to have one-on-one meetings with, and for their interaction with other employees and with the public. So, you know, outside of a handful of folks, that option just doesn't work.